The title of the sermon today is called The Bully. The last couple of weeks we have been talking about the authority of the believer, and I'd like for you to turn back with me to Matthew chapter 17.
We looked at this scripture last week, but we're going to go back to it today to begin with. But in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, in verse 20 it says of Matthew 17, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say unto you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Through our faith in Christ, we can speak to the mountains in our life. Why is it important to speak to it? Well, obviously, you can't move that mountain. If you could have moved that mountain in your life, you would have already moved it. And since you can't move it within your own power and within your own strength, you are relying on God to do it. By speaking to it, what are you doing? You're applying your faith to that situation. You're putting your faith in God, and He will be the one that will move the mountain for you. So if you turn with me to Mark chapter 11, we're going to go to that scripture. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. So Mark 11, verse 22. And verse 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." In verse 22 again, it says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God." Because of my faith in God, I believe that God is who He says that He is. And I believe that God can do whatever that God says that He can do. Don't get in a rut of telling God how big your problems are, but start telling your problems how big your God is. The definition of faith is what? Acting upon what you believe to be true. The word is true. The word is pure. It is without error. Then start acting on that word. If that word is true, it is perfect, it is without error, then start acting on the word of God. The mountains that seem to be unremovable in your path, you need to speak to them and say, as a child of God, through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because you have faith in God, that God will move that mountain for you. If God says we can move mountains, then church body, let's start moving them in our lives. What is that mountain that is in your path? Start speaking to it. Mountain, I am a child of God. You have got to move in Jesus' name. Faith in itself is not, listen to me, faith in itself is not a source of power. Faith connects us to the power source. I want to say that again. Faith in itself is not a source of power. Faith connects us to the power source, to a God where all things are possible. Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it says, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Without faith, what? You cannot please God. Are you faithful? That's a question I think that is really interesting when you stop and think about it. And I think in the next couple months maybe I will address it at different times. But what is faithfulness to you? What is being faithful to you? That we serve a faithful God that is faithful in all things. Do we look upon it in our own lives that we are faithful in our relationship that we have with our God, that we are faithful to Him? Without faith, what? You cannot please God. For those that come to God, you must believe what? That He is. He is what? That he is who he says he is. He will do what he says he will do. Moses said to God, "Who do I say sent me?" In Exodus 3 and 14, it says, God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelite. I am has sent me to you." The great I am. He is who he is. What do you say to that mountain? That he is has sent me, the great I am. And I say that you must be moved out of my life. Through the name of Jesus, you must move out of my path. The great I am has sent me to move you, and he is going to move you for me in the name of Jesus. Not by my power, not by my strength, but in the name of the great I am. 11:6 of Hebrews says what else? It says he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Do you believe it? Do you receive it? Are you acting upon it? You should have figured out by now that Satan is a bully. Through deception, he bullies you into unbelief. All of a sudden, you start believing a lie. Well, God might do it for everyone else, but I don't think he'll do it for me. I think he'll do it for you because you're faithful, but I've got these things in my life. I know that he will not do it for me. All of a sudden, we start believing the lies of the adversary. Have you ever thought that? Well, I'm sure that you have at one time or another. That quick, we fall into unbelief. All of a sudden, God is not who he says that he is. God won't do or can't do what he says that he can do. One of Satan's biggest bullies is fear. This world is surrounded by fear. Fear of death, fear of sickness, fear of COVID, fear of war, fear, fear, and more fear. But over 365 times the Lord tells us to what? Not fear. 365 times he tells us in his word not to fear. But there is so much fear in this world. Turn with me to Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Go back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Over and over, we don't have time to read all the scriptures where he speaks to us about fearing not. But in Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, "Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Fear not. But still, we walk in fear. Fear destroys faith. And Satan wants to destroy your faith. And he does it with the bully of fear. If fear is true north, then if faith is true north, then fear is true south. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, we're going to give an example. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, go to verse 25. Matthew 6, verse 25. Verse 25 says, "Therefore I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry about what you will eat or what you shall drink or what you shall wear. For all these things that Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But do what? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Worry, anxious, fear, being fearful. Have you ever seen a dog worry a bone? You probably heard that term before, and they're just gnawing, 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 gnawing. Well, that's what's going on the inside of you when you're worrying about something. Anxious is to be torn apart on the inside about something. We have concerns. Of course we have concerns. But it should never get to the point that we are becoming so anxious or so worried over it that we're feeling sick to our stomach. Because all, whether we're talking about worry, anxiousness, fear, or fearful, all equals fear. All equals fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what might happen. The maybes of life. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Fear says, I don't see it, but I think I might. I don't see it, but I think I might. Let me ask you, is God your provider or not? Then stop believing Satan's bully of fear that he is not. A bully will always hang around until you confront him. A bully will always hang around until you confront him. So if we back up a little bit, 365 times the Lord tells us in his word not to worry, not to have fear, to fear not. Then where does that fear come from? The fear isn't from God. We're supposed to have a deep reverence of God, that kind of a fear. But the fear of the unknown, the fear of what's going to happen tomorrow, the fear of I'm going to have a heart attack, the fear of I'm going to have cancer, the fear of I'm going to die, the fear of fear and fear and fear, it goes on forever, doesn't it? And you see what we're doing in the world today, we're trying to fill the world up with fear. We've seen that through COVID. There's churches that have closed that have never come back. And because of that, many churches have closed today that was just struggling along as they were. COVID drew them over the edge. No longer could they financially keep the doors open, all because of fear. Because the church was not walking in faith, the church was walking in fear. The church was not walking in true north, it was walking in true south. Because of the fear that is built up within the body of Christ. When the Lord tells us not to fear, a bully will always hang around until you confront the bully. And the bully is the adversary. He is the one that brings fear against you. It is not the Lord. He wants us to walk in faith. He does not want us to walk in fear. I've had a little bit of experience with this because I remember a few years ago I confronted a school administrator. I said, in your school system, up and down your halls, you've got a note or a poster that says, we do not tolerate bullying. And I said, you know what? You might as well go through there and tear all them signs down because you don't do anything about it. You don't call the law about it. You're not doing anything about the kids that are coming into this school system and they're being scared and intimidated on a regular basis. And I told him, I said, how would you like it if I come out to this school every day at closing time and I pulled right up to the nose of your car and I would not let you get in? Every day I was out there. Every day you'd be thinking that I was going to be out there. You think, would that bother you? Would you think that I was being a bully? And I wanted to do it so bad, but the reason I didn't is because we were building a church and I didn't want to be thrown to jail because I didn't think it looked very good. But I wanted to do it. But if you've ever been in that position of being intimidated and being afraid in your life because of that intimidation and that fear, it does make you sick to your stomach and it wears on you daily. And that's what the adversary wants to do. He wants to scare you out of your relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus by not believing in God's word and what God will do, because God says he will do it. And God is who he is because his word says that's who he is. Case is closed. Amen. Bully, you need to get out of my way. You need to get away from me. I don't know how many times people worry about, well, I don't know if this business is going to go. I don't know if I'm going to have enough money. I don't know if I'm going to be able to retire. I don't. And it's all about fear. Walk in faith. We might leave this earth tomorrow. Let's do what we can for the Lord Jesus today. We are not going anywhere until the Lord says it's time for us to go. As we get older, we worry about our health. Well, I don't know if I'll be much around much longer. You know, I've got this problem and I've got that problem and I just don't know. Well, why don't you let God worry about that and not you? Walk in faith, knowing that God's timing and God's will is going to be done in your life. Why? Because you are a God's kid. And because you are a God's kid, he wants you to put your faith in him. Until you confront the bully, he has no reason to leave. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 and 33 is the answer. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. It says, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. All these things shall be added to you." Now listen to me. The opposite of fear. The opposite of fear is not courage. This is going to be startling because it's a little startling to me. The opposite of fear is not courage. It's not even trust. The opposite of fear for the Christian is love. Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Listen to the words. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." This is the ultimate fear strategy. If you struggle with fears in your life, and people, I can tell you this, to not do good or not to do the right thing when you know it's the right thing to do, it's a sin. Fear is a sin. Everybody has their own Achilles heel. Everybody does. I'm not coming down on people that worry or people that fear. I remember Richard Thomas. He was a godly person that I loved a lot. He really struggled to worry about worrying about things. If there was something, reason to worry about something, he would find it. And then he would worry about it after he found it. But he kept looking for it. And I remember we were at the church at Eden Valley, and we were going to put in new doors, and the guys were going to do it ourselves. And oh, he was so worried. Richard was a very good carpenter. He did some beautiful things even for the church. But to take that sawzall and cut that door out, that was scary because it was fearsome. It was fearful for him because he was afraid we wouldn't be able to get it back in there, and then we would have this hole in the side of our church. And I said, "Richard, you just got to cut it. It will be okay. We've got the door right here. We're going to put it right in there. Don't worry about it." Well, I like to worry. Everybody has their Achilles heel. Worrying may not be your thing. For some people, it is a thing. And to acknowledge that it is a sin in my life and I need to draw closer to the Lord in that area of my life, I'm not coming down on people that worry, because we are all sinners that have been saved by grace. Amen? Amen. And because of that. But worry is a sin because our faith is not being placed where our faith needs to be. Our faith needs to be placed in an all-consuming, all-powerful, all-sovereign God. So the ultimate fear strategy is for you to draw closer to God. Now look at the scripture again. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. "There is no fear in love." Now why wouldn't there not be any fear in love? Because you can't do anything to me, because I am so in love with Jesus, I know that Jesus is going to take care of me. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about having another heart attack. I might, but whatever. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about getting cancer again. I don't have to worry about all those things. I walk in divine health every day of my life, and I'm going to continue walking in divine health every day of my life until the Lord removes me from this place. You know, you could have a contingency. Well, we need to have a contingency for Crossroads Gospel Church. What if Pastor Leo falls over when he's preaching and he dies? You'll be praying that I won't. I'll be praying that I'll go right up through the ceiling, okay? So don't worry about that. Put your trust in the Lord. So the ultimate fear strategy is for you to fall more in love in your relationship with Jesus starting today. Increase your time in the Word. Spend more time in prayer. Start a prayer journal. Mark the things of what God has done and what God is doing in your life. Love says, "I trust you." Love says, I trust you. Think about it, husband and wives. You trust your husband. You trust your wife. You are in love with them and you trust them. I believe that you are who you say you are. I believe that you will do what you say that you will do. Well, it's the same in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I believe that God is who He says He is. He will do what He says that He will do. If He says that He is my Jehovah Jireh, meaning that He is my provider, then you know what? God is going to provide. Believe it, receive it, speak to it. If there's a mountain in your way, tell it in the name of Jesus. It's got to be removed because the great I am says so. The great He is, the great I am. I love the Lord. And because I love the Lord, I am a child of the Most High God. You can't get any higher than that. He doesn't have grandchildren. He doesn't have great-grandchildren. He has children. You are a child of God today. Walk in faith, don't walk in fear. You are the great I am. One last scripture before we close. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. In verse 7 it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. No, I do not have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of love. And that love that I have for Jesus, it casts out any fear that I will face in this world. Amen. Let's pray today. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for your word today, and we are thankful, Father, that we as your children can put our trust in your word, that you are who you say that you are. You will do what you say that you will do. And all the times that we doubt that, we need to cast that out of our life. We cast that out of our life by falling more in love with you, to get more involved in the word, more involved in prayer, more in time and devotion to you, to cast the fear that is out of our life. I don't want to walk in fear anymore. I want to walk in faith. I want to be courageous for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, bless us with that strength, with that vitality. And Father, we bind the adversary, the bully that it keeps wanting to boss us around. We confront him now, today, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. God bless you all. You may be dismissed.